And welcome back to Radio DMG. I'm your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth. This is another edition of Radio DMG Pocket Newsity. It is, of course, June 9th, 2014, and about an hour or so ago, a couple hours ago, actually, we witnessed the Ubisoft press conference. Well, they didn't really show off anything that's coming to any portables. Instead, they're like, hey, here's Far Cry 4. Here is Rainbow Six something or other. Here is... Well, to be honest, I really liked Valiant Hearts, a adventure game, like apparently one of those side-scrolling adventure games similar to old Monkey Island type games, or just, you know, like a point-and-click, that takes place during World War One and is based off a troop's letters. It's using the UbiArt... engine, the engine they use for Rayman Legends, Rayman Origins, and for Child of Light. Looks really great. That's the thing I'm excited about. I got a code for Tomodachi Life Move-In Edition recently, and I just kind of completed the demo. You can still mess around with the people inside your apartment. Interesting game. Interesting game. It'll be interesting to see how much of the stuff in Tomodachi Life ends up being ripped off by EA for their Sims 4, which, God, that game still looks pretty good. But anyways, they're showing off some of the games. They showed Shape Up. They showed Just Dance 2015. They showed Assassin's Creed Unity. They showed just pretty much stuff that, I would rent it, some of it. To be perfectly honest, though, I really like their enthusiasm. What they showed of the game where you're playing through the... I forgot what the name is. I should have written that down. Let's just say that I'm a little bit tired, but we still have Sony coming up at 7 p.m. my time, so I'm an hour away from Sony, their press conference. They showed off stuff like The Crew, which, they showed off Rainbow Six, which actually wouldn't be too bad to play. Some of that looked interesting. Overall, Ubisoft, they showed a little bit of a game, like a trailer, then they showed a little demonstration of how it plays, and they pretty much spent way too much time on way too little. I don't even know why they have a press conference, really. I mean, Activision doesn't have a press conference, and Activision puts out way more stuff than Ubisoft from time to time. They did not talk about all the platforms these are going to, and at no point did they mention any of these as coming to the Wii U. Although, with Valiant Hearts, it wouldn't surprise me if that came to the Wii U as well as the, you know, it is coming to PS3, PS4, etc. It'd be nice if that came out for Vita, because it's a pretty looking game. Kind of cartoonish at points, but it looks interesting. Well, there really isn't that much to say about Ubisoft. I was on a podcast, I talked a little bit more in detail with it, and not really that much detail because there was not too much to talk about at Ubisoft. Well, on to Sony, and you are now caught up. Hold on there, I'm just gonna take a selfie. Eck! There we go. So much adventure is just awaiting us.